Now, when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. And falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house, for he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowd surrounds you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out of from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith had made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be well." And when he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the father and the mother of the child. And all were weeping and mourning for her, but he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called and said, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up at once. And he directed that something should be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but they charged them to tell no one what had happened.
耶稣回来的时候，众人迎接他，因为他们都在等待他。有一个管会堂的人，名叫雅鲁，匍匐在耶稣脚前，求耶稣到他家里去，因为他有一个独生女儿，约有12岁左右，快要死了。耶稣去的时候，众人拥挤他。有一个女人患了12年的血漏病，在医生手里花尽了所有的钱。但是并没有人能医治他，他也来到了耶稣的身边，摸着他的衣裳，这时他的病就止住了。耶稣说："摸我的人是谁？"众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说："夫子。"众人都拥拥挤挤地靠近着你，所以我怎么会知道？耶稣说："总有人摸我，因为我觉得我有能力，而从我身上而离去。"那女人不知道怎么能隐藏，就战战兢兢地匍匐在耶稣脚前，把摸他的脚的缘故和怎样变得好了之后的事情，当着众人都说了出来。耶稣对她说："女儿，你的信仰救了你，平平安安地回家去吧。"说话的时候，有人从会堂里来到这里，说："你的女儿已经死了，所以不要再劳烦夫子。"耶稣听见，就对他说："不要怕，只要你有信仰，你的女儿必然得救。"耶稣到了他家，除了彼得、约翰、雅各和女儿的父母，不许别人同他进去。众人都为了这女儿哀嚎半天。耶稣说："不要哭，她并不是死了，而是只是睡着。"他们晓得女儿已经死亡，就开始耻笑耶稣。耶稣拉着她的手，呼唤道："女儿，起来吧。"他的灵魂便已然回来，他马上就起来了。耶稣又吩咐其他人给这个女孩吃了一些东西，她的父母感到非常的惊讶。耶稣嘱咐他们说："不要把今天的事情告诉别人。"大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第21讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。 Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program, the 读经大讲堂. English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of learner. Our learn sister in group will help me conducting deep learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister on related issue. Today is the 21 lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, is still my today's personal study summary. When Jesus returned, a huge crowd greeted him. Jairus, a sickening leader, fell at Jesus' feet and begged him to heal his only daughter, who was about to well and dying. As Jesus went with Jairus, people pressed so close that a desperate woman who had suffered from bleeding for 12 years reached out and touched the fringe of his garment. Immediately she was healed. Jesus stopped, knowing power had gone out from him. The woman confessed, and Jesus told her, "Your faith has healed you. Just go in peace." Before they could reach Jairus' house, messengers arrived saying his daughter has died. Jesus told Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will live." At that house, only Peter, James, John, and the children's parents were alone in. Everyone was weeping, but Jesus sighed, "She's not died, but sleeping." They laughed, knowing she was already dead. Jesus took her hand and said, "Child, arise." Her spirit returned back. She stood up at once, and Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were amazed, and Jesus asked them to keep this miracle private. Now, let Ingrid sister make her go further summary.
Yes, here in the text we meet two women. One is young and one is old. One is poor because she gave all she had to the doctors because of her sickness. She had to live outside the society. The other is rich because her father was a functionary in the synagogue and had high influence in society.
文中我们遇见了两个女人，一个年轻，一个年老，一个很穷。因为她把所有的钱都给了医生，并且因为生病，她不得不过着与世隔绝的生活。另一个则很富有，因为她的父亲是犹太教堂的官员，当时在社会上很有权势。
In both lives, the number 12 is important. The old woman had been sick for 12 years, and the young woman was 12 years old. The young woman was ill, too, so ill that she was at the point to die, and it was urgent that Jesus comes for to heal her.
在这两个例子当中，数字12都很重要。老妇人生病了12年，年轻女孩也只有12岁。年轻女孩病得非常重，已经到了濒死的地步，情况紧急，需要耶稣来医治她。
But Jesus did not hurry. He did not ask the people to leave with the purpose to walk faster. He walked as it was possible for him without sending the crowd away.
但是耶稣并不着急，他没有呼叫众人离开，好让他走得更快，而是尽力尽为，并没有赶走其他人。
And there in the crowd was the woman who thought, as it is reported in another gospel, "If I only touch his garment, I will be healed." And so it was, she touched his garment and it was healed.
人群中有一个人，他正想着。正如另一本福音所记载的，只要我摸到了他的衣裳，就必然痊愈。事情果然如此，他摸到他的衣裳就痊愈了。
But Jesus noticed that there went a power out from him, and he wanted to know whom it was. He wanted to make clear that the power was not his garment, but he, the Messiah, who came down from heaven to earth.
但耶稣注意到，有一股力量从他身上发出，他想知道他是谁。他想表明，这力量不是来自他的衣衫，而是来自于他，来自于天上到地上的弥赛亚。
So the lady witnessed that she took his garment, and Jesus declared that it was not the garment which healed, but held but the faith in him.
因此，那位女士见证了他拿着他的衣服，而耶稣宣称治愈他的不是衣服，而是他对他的信仰。
Meanwhile, the 12-year-old girl died, and everything seemed to be lost. The people were crying about her death, but Jesus arrived. He said she only is sleeping. The people mocked at him because they knew that she was dead.
他没有邀请耶稣。但他带着最亲密的门徒和女孩的父母进入了房间，对他说：“站起来。”他就复活了。
They did not invite Jesus, but he entered the house with his closest disciples and the parents of the girl and said to her, "Stand up," and she returned to life.
与此同时，那个12岁女孩去世了，一切似乎都已然失去，人们为她的死而哭泣。在耶稣到达的时候，他只是睡着了。
The parents were astonished, and for make it easier to believe that she lives, he told them to give her some food.
父母非常惊讶，为了让他们更容易相信他还活着，他告诉他们，给了他们一些食物。
Since the crowd only was there for to see Jesus' miracles and they wanted to see more miracles, Jesus wanted to hold this event in private because most of the people saw him like a kind of curator, but not like the Messiah.
由于人群只是为了观看耶稣的奇迹而来，并且他们想着得到更多的奇迹，所以耶稣私下举行这次活动，因大多数人只把他看作一种馆长，而并不是真正的弥赛亚。Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, why did Jairus come to Jesus and what did he ask him to do? 为什么雅鲁斯来找到耶稣？他请求耶稣又做什么呢？
Jairus had a daughter who was so sick that she was at the point to die. Jairus wanted Jesus to heal his daughter.
耶鲁斯有一个女儿，病得很重，快要死了。他希望耶稣能救治他的女儿。Second question, sister, how did a woman with a bleeding problem demonstrate her faith? 那个流血过多的女人怎样表现出她最终的信仰呢？
She thought, when I only take his garment, I will be healed. We don't know if she really believed in Jesus or his garment, since in the Old Testament are histories in which people took the garment of the prophet to which provocate miracles.
他想，只要我穿上他的衣裳，我的病就会痊愈。我们不知道他是否真的相信耶稣或者他的衣裳，因为在旧约当中曾经记载过人们穿上先知的衣裳而引发奇迹的故事。Next issue, sister, what clue tell Jesus that someone had been healed? 什么迹象让耶稣知道所有人都得到了医治呢？
He felt that there was power going out from him.
他感觉到有一股力量从他身上散发出来。Next one, how did Jesus respond when the woman admitted touching him? 当女人最终承认摸了耶稣的脚之后，耶稣又怎样作答了呢？
He said, "Go, your faith has healed you."
他说：“回去吧，你的信仰已经治愈了你。”Next one, sister. Therefore, what message did the messenger bring out Jairus' daughter? 那些使者带来了关于雅鲁斯女儿什么样的消息呢？
They said, "Do not disturb the teacher anymore. She is deaf."
他们回答说：“请不要再打扰耶稣了，他本身就已经死亡了。”Next one. How did Jesus encourage Jairus after hearing that his daughter had died? 听到女儿去世的消息，耶稣如何鼓励雅鲁斯呢？
He said, "Only believe, and she will live."
他说：“只要相信，她就会活下去。”Next one. Why did Jesus alone only Peter, James, John, and the parents into the girl's room? 为什么耶稣只让彼得、雅各、约翰和孩子的父母进到房间呢？
He wanted to keep this miracle as private as possible.
他希望奇迹尽可能的保密。Next one says, "Why did the people laugh when Jesus said the girl was sleeping?" 耶稣说女孩睡着的时候，众人为什么笑呢？
Because they saw that the girl was deaf.
因为他们已经看到了事实，那个女孩已经死亡了。Next one, sister, what exactly did Jesus say to bring the girl back to life? 耶稣对女孩说了什么之后，让她复活了呢？
He took her at the hand and rose her up.
他拉起她的手，把她扶了起来。Today's last question. What two acts of compassion and power are shown into this story？在今天的这个故事当中，体现了哪两种怜悯和权力的表现呢？
The first was that he healed a woman who was socially deaf. With a flow of blood, she has to stay outside the town and was not allowed to share with other people, according to the law of Moses.
第一。他治愈了一位已死的妇人。根据摩西律法，他必须用一根血线让自己治好，并留在城外，不得与他人分享。
The girl was physically deaf, and Jesus gave her back her life so that she might live, and her parents don't feel the sorrow of losing their child.
女孩的肉身已然死亡，耶稣让她重获生命。让他成功的再活下去，让他的父母不再感到失去了孩子的悲伤。好啦，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年8月快乐，我们下期再会。